besides Andrew. He knows everything. We ask him, he knows stuff I don't know early. Anybody knows what's happening tomorrow? The U.S. Embassy is opening up in Jerusalem. You might say, why is that so important? The coming of the Lord, always watch Jerusalem. Israel, Jerusalem. That means our president has put Jerusalem as, which is the capital, you know, of that area, of that state, of Israel. And so we're excited about that, that God will honor that and bless our country in us honoring the everlasting city. You know, that city will never die. It's everlasting. Everlasting, as the scripture says. But we do want to welcome everyone here on Mother's Day. And we just pray that you have a great day. You know, talking with people, I've heard some say, oh, we're going to eat out and, you know, just doing, you know, certain things for your, either your spouse or for your mother or, you know, whatever. So that's good. You know, that's good that you're honoring your wife as the mother of your children, or you're honoring your mother here today. So we thank you for doing that. Anna Marie Jarvis was the founder of Mother's Day holiday in the U.S. Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 and finally became an official holiday in 1914. Miss Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grattan, West Virginia. You know, mothers are very important because mothers in the home almost set the tone for the home. And so we honor all you mothers and the sacrifices that you have made in giving up of yourselves. Because one thing we realize, or you realize as mothers, that, you know, you start having children. And, you know, for God's own reason, it takes a long time to raise a child. A long time and a lot of money. But you see, in raising that child, it makes that mother and as a father become selfless. Because they give of themselves continuously to that child in trying to raise them in being what God desires and wants them to be. And so we thank you for doing those things. We thank you, mothers. We thank you, ladies, for giving up of yourselves in order to help your children, your husbands, your spouses, giving of yourselves, and we appreciate that. And we don't want it to go unthanked, but we want to thank you for your giving of yourselves and giving of your wisdom of the Word of God to the people, to your family. You know, forever seek God. Forever seek Him in His Word as He gives you wisdom so that you can share that with your children, so that they can write that on the tablets of their hearts, the commands of God. As mothers, as God gives you that wisdom, as you study the scriptures, as you give unto your children and unto your spouse and unto your family, forever seek Him. Forever seek God. Forever seek His wisdom. Forever seek His knowledge. And as in doing that, you are giving that off to your children. And so, you know, all my children are grown and gone, but yet you still can have a positive Christian influence in their lives.
Amen.
You can do it. Little by little, as God gives you wisdom in helping them and in doing for them. Many great women are in the Bible. We look at Rachel, Leah, Rebecca, Ruth, Mary. All these women that there's many, many more that God raised up to do mighty, mighty miracles and mighty things for the kingdom of God. You know, there is only two women in the Bible that have a book of the Bible named after them, and that's Ruth and Esther. The only two. The other ones are all named after churches, after men's names or whatever. There's only two that has women's name, Ruth and Esther. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I want to look at a few women in the Bible and learn maybe a few things from them, what God taught them, and how that could be applied as ladies and also as men, how that can be applied into our hearts and into our lives. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 28, talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, okay? Or it says, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Verse 33. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I have not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit shall come unto you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you, and therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she shall also conceive a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." I'm going to stop there before I read that last verse. Here we see Mary. God came to her and said, "I need you to do something, Mary, for me." You know, Mary could have said no. Just like we live today, you know, men and women, when God speaks to us something, we can say yes or we can say no. We can say yes with our actions or we can say no with not doing what he calls us to do. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Mary, and she conceived." And the angel said, "Look, the one that is in you is the Son of God." Ooh, the Son of God. That she would be the incubator, or she would be the one that would be holding the Savior of the world, that would save all humanity that called upon his name, Jesus. And look at verse 38. Verse 38. "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her." She said, yes. She said, yes. She said, "Be as what you're saying, let it be done unto me. Yes, Lord, I want that. Whatever you desire of me, Father, I will do it." Ladies, be on that attitude of saying yes. Yes, Lord. You know, I know the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you, ladies, just as men. God speaks to all of us. But I'm going to direct it towards ladies because it's Mother's Day. But when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you something, say yes. Even though you don't know how it's going to be done, even though you don't know how it's going to happen, just say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Be willing as Mary was to do the will of the Father. We don't know for sure. This is just my thought, the book of Joseph. We don't know if this was the first one that he went and spoke to and tried to have his son be in. We don't know. We don't know if she was the first lady or not. She might have been the second or third. Maybe she was the first. We don't know. The scripture doesn't say. You know. But when God wants something done, he will go around and speak to somebody. And if they don't obey, he will go to somebody else. He will get his will done. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It will be done. So we as men and women of God need to say yes towards him. Yes, Lord. Just as Mary was willing to say yes. Also, let's turn to Acts chapter 16, please. Acts chapter 16. Look at verse 14, talking about Lydia. Look at verse 14 and 15. It says, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple in the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come in unto my house and abide there. And she constrained us." Here we see Lydia. Now this is one thing, and in the common notes it says this. Her house was probably the first church on European soil. Here we see Lydia, a lady, had come to the knowledge of Christ. And she opens up her house for it to be used as a church. First church on European soil was opened up by a woman. Now, you might say, well, you know, God uses whoever he can use. But she was willing to be open that the gospel of Jesus Christ could be sought out on European soil. The first church, first good church, the first church born by the Spirit of the Lord there. She said yes and opened up her house. We need to continue as ladies, as men, saying yes to the Spirit of the Lord and letting the Spirit of the Lord use you and I like he wants to. She was opened up. She opened herself up. Can you imagine? We may not hear that often. Yes, it was a lady that opened up her home and saying, use my home as the first church here. Praise God. Can you imagine how God blessed that woman? Can you imagine how God blessed that home, blessed that family, being used of the Spirit of the Lord, and how many people got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed in their bodies because she opened it up to them? See, God is looking for people that will open up their hearts and lives to him and will do what he calls them to do. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Look at this. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, look at this. Look at verse 1 and 2. Look at verse 1. I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the Christ, which is at Gensura. Verse 2. And you receive her, the Lord, as becoming saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she has need of, for she has been a soothsayer of many, and of myself also. Here we see Phoebe. Now listen to this. This lady was a businesswoman. And she had to go and do business in Rome. And Paul gives her the letters that he wrote to the Roman church. And says, Phoebe, I want you to take this and bring it to the church. So it says in the comments that she took the letter that he wrote and put it under her garments. And she went to the city and gave it to the church. God used this lady to save the church and to keep it on the right track. A letter, we know, which is what we have in Romans. That was a letter to the church there, the Roman church. She went and gave it to the officials, the people that were over that church, so it could be read to them, the letter that Paul was sent to them. Here we see God using another lady for the furtherance of the gospel. And I've come to realize this, that God will use every woman, every man, every son, every daughter, to the capacity he can use them to preach the gospel. Our number one goal, and your number one goal in your life, is to spread the gospel. Is to spread what Jesus has done on Calvary's cross. What he did on the hill of Golgotha. What he gave of himself. We are to share with the world. That the greatest superpower in all the world, our God, our Lord, our Savior, and what he did for us. And God used, as we read, women to spread the gospel like never before. You know, we don't ever want to put any part of humanity down in any way. We always want to lift up women. We always want to lift up men. We always want to lift up children in whatever capacity, in whatever way we can. We never should ever demean in any way these people in any category. Because with God, when we give our lives to him, he's looking to be used. He's looking to use people for the furtherance of the gospel. Ladies, I want to encourage you, keep praying, keep believing, keep seeking God. It may not look like things are changing, but let me tell you, in the spiritual world, things are changing. Keep on going, keep on believing, keep on seeking God as you are doing. You might say, Pastor, should I do more? But then if the Spirit of God wants you to do more, you do more. Keep on believing God. Keep on seeking God in the things that he has called you to do. Keep on taking that tablet out of prayers, of names of people, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your pastor, the people you love, the people you hate. Amen. The people you kind of dislike, the people you'd rather not see, those people that are on that list, you keep getting up. You keep laying your hand on it. Yeah. And you keep believing God for mighty miracles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, it says that God is looking for a man. When he said that, he's looking for humanity.
Yeah.
Not so much just man, but he's looking for men and women and children that will believe him. That will stand strong, that will help him draw that line that of the blood of Jesus, and that will seek him and honor him for what he has done. Women, lift up your voices of praise unto the Lord. Lift up your voices of praise. Let God continually use you in a capacity and in a way that you never thought possible. Let him speak to you. Spend time with him more and more than ever before. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you will do this coming year. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for being in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you for the things that you do. Praise God. Praise God. These are only three women. There's many more that I can point out that God mightily used to save the church, to bring forth the birth of the church upon this ground. Upon this world. I want you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. They said yes, every one of them. Mary said yes, Lydia said yes, Phoebe said yes, in doing what God wanted them to do. And today we also say yes to Him. Yes, our Lord. Yes, my Lord. Look at verse 16. Ladies, you might want to get this scripture, write it down, quote it, get it in your spirit, get it in your heart. It says, thus says the Lord, He's speaking, stand you in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein? And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, now they're speaking to certain people, we will not walk therein. Don't worry about that last part, but look at this. Thus says the Lord, stand you in the ways and seek and ask for the old paths. Stand in the ways, be passionate and zealous, seeking of the ways of the Lord through His word, seeking Him. Stand in the ways of our God, our Lord, our Savior. See Him and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. And this is the deal, ladies. You need rest for your souls. You know, men and women are different. Not just in the physical sense, but in just different. A lot of things that affect ladies will not affect men. You know, it's like it goes over our heads, we just kind of let it go. But you see, this is what I know. God wants to bring rest to your souls. The spirit, soul, and body. Rest, peace. Seek Him. Seek His ways in His word. Ask Him. Stand. Look to Him. And it says, as we do all these little things, that He will bring rest to our souls. Wouldn't it be nice just to kind of sit there for a little while? I'm talking about spiritually, because you know, it gets hard at times, and just rest. Just rest. Just rest. God's wanting to bring rest to our spirits so that we can just be rested. Build up our knowledge. Build up our strength. Build up our abilities. Build up our what's on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, stirring those things of the goodness of God on the inside of us. How many times have we sat down and opened that word, and it's like the word of God just speaks to us. It's like food for our souls. It's like, you know, it's priceless. It's like there's nothing else that could fill that void or anything in us like the Spirit of God. Rest for our souls. Rest for our souls. Rest for our souls. Rest for your soul. God wants to do that. But we have to follow how He says to do it. His paths, the old paths, the Word of God. That doesn't mean old ways. You know, that doesn't mean that. Who wants to go back to no air conditioning? Who wants to go back to sitting on bales of hay that might have ants in it? You think it's the Holy Spirit is just an ants, you know? Fighting away. We don't want to go back, but what we want to go back to is the ways of the Word. His goodness, His kindness, His love towards us. And as women, just seek Him. Be an open book to the Father. And let the Father strengthen your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, and bring peace to your soul. Because I know sometimes you can get a little antsy. But you see, we're back to the well of the Spirit of the Lord. And say, Lord, I need you. I need your Spirit. I need you. That His Spirit, His anointing, His power can come upon you. As it came upon Gideon, Phoebe, Mary. My God, all of them, there's many Marys in there, but Mary, the mother of Jesus. The power and the anointing of God. See, when God drew that line on the hill of Golgotha and said, from this day forward, my children are mine. Devil, you can't have it. And we stand on the side of our God. And we let our God fight our battles. Let God fight. You might say, well, Pastor, what do I do? You get rest for your soul. You get in that Word and you just spend time in it. You think about the Word of God. You let the Spirit of God do a mighty work on the inside. As He works here, He works here. And as He works here, He helps us to be able to work there. To the people. Ladies, I want to encourage you. Don't give up. Keep on going. Keep on pursuing your God. Letting Him work a mighty work in you. Because ladies, we need you. Guys, amen. Okay, I think you can do a little louder. Amen?
Amen.
The wall's almost crumbling. I know you really need it. I'm not being sarcastic. I know you really need it. Ladies, we need you. Amen. As a pastor, ladies, I need you. I need you. I need your prayers. I need your support. I need your help. I mean, I need you in all capacities and all ways. As a pastor, Jelani and I, we need you. We need you. We need your prayers, probably most of all, that the enemy could be shafted and put away where he used to be. We need your prayers. We need you to lift us up before the throne room every day, asking God to mightily move upon our hearts and souls. We need you. Your children need your prayers. Your spouse needs your prayers. You're much needed. Don't let the devil, don't let the enemy say other things. Don't believe what he says. Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Christ God Almighty, whose report will we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. What God says, He says. What God says in His Word about us, we believe His Word. We are children of God. We've been anointed by God. We've been protected by God. That's the power of our God. Whose report we will believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. He says, go get them. We go get them. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Whose report will we believe? We shall believe what? The report of the Lord. Amen. How great is He? Amen. Amen. You may stay in peace.